So because we're a little early, we're gonna wait. I'm gonna wait until exactly 2 o'clock, like I said. So, you know, in case people need to get it together, because we're about to dive into something pretty deep, if you ask me. Okay, let's get into it. I know we're about like 4 minutes early, but I'm excited. And when I'm excited, I kind of jump the ball game on stuff. So because I'm excited, I just want to jump into it. So let's jump into it. Okay, so hey, y'all. And welcome to Surviving Me's first live episode. I am nervous. I don't know what to expect, but I'm kind of just going with the flow. And we're just going to be rocking, okay? We're just going to rock with it. And whatever happens, happens. But welcome to Surviving Me's first live episode. This is the space where we unpack what we've been through and how we're healing from it. Today's live episode is different. It's heavier, but it's also necessary. Because too often when people hear the word abuse, they only picture bruises. They picture something loud, violent, and invisible. But the truth is, abuse can also be silent, subtle. It can live in someone's words, their tone, their control, or even their silence. So, this episode is for anyone who's ever survived something that didn't leave a mark, but still left a scar. I'm going to walk us through 7 forms of abuse. And I want you to listen, not just with your ears, but with your body, with your memories, and with your truth. If anything I say in today's episode make you pause or feel seen, drop something in the chat, even if it's just a heart, because y'all know, as I like to say, you are not alone. We are in this together. Yeah, we're in this together. So today's episode title is titled Not Just Bruises, Unpacking the Different Forms of Abuse. So let's jump right on into it. Let's start with emotional abuse. This is the type that doesn't show up in police reports, but it does show up in therapy. It's when someone constantly dismisses your feelings, they flip the blame, or make you feel like you're too sensitive just for having emotions. And baby, if you never experience anybody like this, please don't, because these people are poison. I feel like anybody who can emotionally abuse you will always be poison. It doesn't matter what anybody say, they're poison. And sometimes their emotional abuse may sound like them saying you're crazy or you're imagining things, or why do you always have to make everything a problem? Like they make it you feel like you're the problem, literally, when you're just trying to explain how you feel about something. That's gaslighting, and that's emotional abuse. Too often, I don't feel like we call stuff for what it is. Like, what that saying say? If it walk like a duck, if it quack like a duck, it's a duck, okay? And I feel like we need to feel that way about a lot of things that we go through in our life. If they show you it's emotional abuse, and time again, they do it again and again, it's emotional abuse. Let's stop trying to classify things for what they're not and classify it for what they really are. So if you ever had to shrink yourself to keep someone else calm, you weren't in love. You were surviving. And I know hearing that may even be kind of hard. Like, damn, that was real. And I know, but it's honest. And that's the best thing you could ever be to yourself, is honest. Like, when you honest with yourself, then that's what comes with work, then the next part comes work. Once you acknowledge what you're going through, the next part is only, the only thing you could do after that is basically fix it, if that makes sense. I know that was kind of like all over the place, but if you got it, you got it. Like, rock with me here, rock with me. Okay, so let's jump into the next segment. And it's verbal abuse. Now, this one is a little tricky because people normalize it. Yes, a lot of people nowadays in the time generation we are in, people normalize verbal abuse like it's an okay thing. And like, it's okay for people to call you out your name, or it's okay for somebody to just blatantly disrespect you for no rhyme or reason ever. Like, I never understood this, but it would sound like, oh, that's how they talk, or they didn't mean it. That's what people say to cover up when somebody verbally abuse you. But if someone's words constantly hurt you and tear you down or make you feel small, that's abuse. Verbal abuse sounds like you're worthless, nobody else will want you, you're so stupid, or sarcastic digs that are meant to wound. Yeah, and I know that was a little deep, but come on now. Y'all know them people who try to play it like it's a joke. Like, they try to jab at you, and it's very sarcastic, but they try to put it like it's a joke. But the whole time, they was really trying to wound you. Yeah, that's verbal abuse. Words stick. Whether we want to admit it or not, words stick. And I know a lot of people like to be like, oh, words don't hurt me, people can say what they want. And that is not true. Because them, whether they can, people can say what they want. I'm not talking about that part, because people gonna do what they want to do at the end of the day. But far as them words not sticking, now, depending on who said it, you know, they might not stick. But if it's somebody that you care about and it's somebody that you love, and they say something that is hurtful, you can't tell me that them words not gonna stick. Because when they come from someone that's supposed to love you, it hit 10 times harder. 10 times harder. So, jumping into our next one is financial abuse, which is one of the least talked about, but is honestly the most common forms of control. It's when someone won't let you work, they control all the money, they monitor your spending, they use money as a weapon. They might even say, you don't need your own account, or if I'm paying for everything, I make the rules type thing. But here's the reality. 94 to 99% of domestic violent cases also include financial abuse. Yes, because if someone has ever used money to silence you or trap you, you lived through it. And you know what? You got through it. And you're here now listening to me talk about what abuse is and just bringing it to light. And I'm not saying that people don't think that this stuff happens. No, it's not that it don't happen. I just feel like it don't get talked about enough. We don't talk about this type of abuse enough. And far as for financial abuse, a lot of people like to cover it up and be like, oh, well, you know, he pay all the bills, he calls all the shots. No, baby, because at the end of the day, we're both grown, okay? And while you are paying all the bills, because if that's the agreement we have for us in our relationship, that's fine and dandy. But that doesn't give you the right to control everything, like what I'm spending my money on, and controlling every type of money that come up in here. Like, okay, relax. That's financial abuse. And people may not think it is, but it is, okay? Because nobody, whether they're your partner or not, should ever try to control what you spend. We're grown, baby. And I'm going to keep saying that because we're grown, okay? The last time somebody should ever control what you were spending was when you was in your mama care when you was younger. But once you become an adult and start paying bills and start handling business, be damn if somebody tell me what I can and can't spend my money on, baby. I'm making this money, okay? Like, let's call it for what it is, people. Y'all know, like, that's why I'm keep saying this whole episode. Jumping into the next form of abuse, which is psychological abuse. Now, psychological abuse is a slow burn. It's mental manipulation. It's someone planting seeds of doubt until you don't trust your own mind anymore. Now, come on, hold up. Let's back that up. Because that right there is deep. If you are with somebody and they can make you feel like what you know about yourself to be true, and they can have you questioning that or causing self-doubt in you, baby, that's abuse, and run for the hills, because I truly believe that psychological abuse is probably the worst type of abuse, because it's messing with your mind. And if somebody can mess with your mind, baby, that means they controlling you in a sense. And I know a lot of people don't like to look at things like, oh, I'm not being controlled. But if anybody could get up in that mind and have you thinking otherwise than what you originally thought, baby, that's mind control all day long, and that's the worst type of abuse. Now, psychological abuse, it could look like threats disguised as ultimatums. It could look like isolation from family and friends. It can make you feel like you need them or nothing. That's how they make you feel, like you need them or nothing, like you're nothing without them, basically. And it's, you're overreacting. It's, if you ever leave me out, yada yada yada. It's constant emotional confusion. Psychological abuse doesn't shout. It whispers until you start believing the lies that they're shouting at you. Now, you can't tell me that type of abuse is not deep. Like, that's some soul sucking poison right there. Okay. Like, and if anybody is in this world is purposely and intentionally trying to psychologically abuse you, baby, that person is poison. That's poison. That is crazy. And the crazy part about it is, and why I feel so passionate about this type of abuse, is because I legit was living in this abuse for, I don't even, like, 7 years, y'all. Like, no lie. And I'm telling you, this type of abuse really have your mind, have you all messed up in mentally. And that is the worst type of thing you could be, because when your mind is not strong, that's how suicide happened. And I know that was pretty deep, and it's like, damn, you talk about suicide, but that's true. Because when somebody is able to break your mind, baby, poison. Poison, 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 poison. You're poison, 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 poison. But not in the good kind. In the bad kind. Okay, so jumping into the fifth type of abuse, which is spiritual abuse. Spiritual abuse happens when someone uses your faith, your beliefs, or your sacred practices to control or shame you. Maybe they said God wouldn't want you to leave, or maybe, or you're being punished, or if you were more obedient, you wouldn't be suffering. Sometimes it's not just a person, it's an entire religious community. Now, we all know them church folks can be extremely judgmental. And sometimes, whether people want to admit it or not, they be the main ones trying to cause you spiritual abuse. And nobody talks about this type of abuse, because people probably don't even think that you could be abused spiritually. But baby, here I am to inform you that, yes, seven types of abuse, and spiritual abuse is one of them. And it's not talked about enough, because spiritual abuse turns healing into fear. And that's not divine. It's dangerous. Don't let nobody be out here trying to spiritually abuse you. Let's call it for what it is and nip it in the bud. That is the whole point of me doing this segment today, is to bring awareness to all the types of abuse that we may not even realize that is actually abuse. But it's abuse. It's abuse. And it's time to stop it. It's time to stop these people, these poison suckers, life suckers. Because if anybody is doing any of these five abuses that we went through so far to you, they're poison and they're life suckers. And I said what I said. So moving on to the next one, which is digital abuse. Now, this one is when someone uses tech to monitor or harass or control you. They demand your passwords. They track your locations. They control who you follow or what you post. They blow up your phone and they call it love. But let's be real, people. Love doesn't stalk. Love doesn't invade. Love doesn't monitor your every move and call it protection. That is not love. And that is not how somebody shows they care about you. I know in today's time, we like to say, oh, you know, if he blowing my phone up, he cares about me. Or if he want to track, if he want to know everywhere I go and who I'm with, that man just love me. And he's just so overprotected. Baby, that's not love. That is not love. That is digital abuse. There's no way in hell you as a grown person, he should be wanting to know your every move. Baby, we're grown, okay? Like, I'ma see you. I'ma see you. And especially if we live together. Come on now. If we live together, I'm going to see you later tonight. There's no reason for you to be knowing everything I was doing today. We might talk about it when I see you. So let's understand that this type of stuff is digital abuse, okay? It's not cute. It's not love. It's abuse. And if you ever felt unsafe because of someone's control over your online words, you've experienced digital abuse. And I know that may be hard to even acknowledge or even realize, but that's the point of this podcast, baby, because we do everything together and you're not alone, because you're probably not the only one who experienced digital abuse. Just like I know I'm not the only one who experienced psychological abuse. There's people out here who experience things that you experience, even if you may feel like you was in it alone. And I know when you are in constant cycles of abuse, it could feel very lonely and it could feel like nobody will understand. And how could people, or maybe you may feel like they may judge you, because like, how could you stay in that, or why would you stay with that person if they constantly showed you this? And that could be hard sometimes to even just sit with. So it feels lonely, but I'm here to tell you that you're not alone, and someone else out there is going through what you go through, whether you think so or not. So moving on to the last form of abuse, which is the abuse that everybody knows about, which is physical abuse. And yes, let's talk about the one that's the most recognized by people. That's the pushing, the hitting, the choking, the restraining, or using fear to maintain control. That's breaking things to intimidate you. That's blocking doors. That's grabbing you. But here's what I need to say loud and clear. Just because they haven't hit you doesn't mean they haven't hurt you. Because a lot of the times with physical abuse, not physical abuse, with abuse period, all them other abuses that we just tapped into comes first before physical abuse even take head. And so that's why I just said what I said. Just because they haven't hit you don't mean that they haven't hurt you. If they did any of those previous abuses that we just went through, it still hurts. Especially the verbal abuse and especially the psychological abuse. Those two abuses hit home. So physical abuse might be the most visible, but it's often the last to show up. The foundation has usually already been built through emotional, psychological, and financial control. So physical is just like, I guess what you want to call it, the topping on the cake. And I know when we're talking about abuse, that's the last thing you want to hear. Like, ain't no topping on the cake. This is some real serious stuff. Like, yes, I know, and I agree. But basically, physical abuse is that ending to abuse. Because a lot of the times when you're dealing with an abusive person, they're never just one type of abuse. Like, it's never just like, oh no, he just put his hands on me, but he never called me out my name, or he never tried to control me. That's not even realistic. Like, no. A lot of the times if you're dealing with an abusive person, they're exhibiting all forms of abuse. It's not just one. So in closing, if I said anything today that sounded familiar. You're not overreacting and you're not being dramatic. You're not too sensitive. No matter what that person tell you, no matter what that man, no matter what that female tell you, you're not too sensitive and you're not imagining it. It's happening. Cause if you're anything like me, you may have even thought like, how could this can't be happening? Like, this is not real. Like, this can't be my life. I used to find myself when I was deep into living into these abusive patterns. I used to find myself constantly saying that, like, this can't be real. Like, there is no way in hell I'm living this life. Like, how did I get here? But I'm here to tell you, you're not imagining it and you are living it and it is real. And it's time to get up out of there, because abuse is complex. It doesn't always come with bruises. Sometimes it comes with silence. Sometimes it comes with shame and being subtle. But you deserve safety. You deserve to feel whole. You deserve to be loved without conditions, without control, without fear. If you need support, I will be dropping a few resources in the description and at the end of this chat. And if you survived this, if you're surviving it now, I need you to hear this. What did I say? You're not alone. And you are not to blame. And you are allowed to name it. You are allowed to approach them. You're allowed to leave it. And you are allowed to heal from it. Because just because you have been abused, it does not mean that you are broken. And I'm here, and I'm not here to be no preacher, because I'm not no preacher. Everything I be chatting with, I've experienced it. And there's been times I felt like I'm broken, like I'm just this broken woman, like, and I would never feel whole again. But I'm here to tell you that that's not true. And there is light at the end of that tunnel, and you will not always feel broken. You just got to realize the patterns and the cycles that you're in and want to make a change. Because once you know better, you do better. Okay, that's the whole point of this. Because this is not a judgmental space, baby. We all go through certain things in our life that are hard, that are heavy, and that honestly we may have never seen ourselves in that predicament, but we learn from it, right? We learn from it and we grow from it and we move on. So as I like to always say, no matter what page of healing you're on, you are not alone and you are not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it. And thank you so much if you tapped in to our very, very, very first live episode, because baby, we just getting started. This is just the beginning of a new era. There will be more live episodes like this. I kind of like this vibe. Do y'all like it? I'm feeling it. Anyway, I'll see y'all next episode on Surviving Me. Bye. I've battled the silence, I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deeper than deep. I'm surviving me, not losing sleep.